Freedom of conscience has been in the forefront of the U.S. Catholic bishops' engagement with the broader national discourse since the Obama administration issued a regulation under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, forcing most employers, including Catholic institutions, to provide coverage at no cost to employees for sterilizations, contraceptives, and abortion-inducing drugs. The U.S. Senate on Thursday voted narrowly to table the bipartisan Respect for Rights of Conscience Act, which would have provided protection against the regulation. One, the Catholic bishops, together with other religious leaders and several prominent experts in the United States constitutional law field, believe to be a grave threat against religious liberty. Bishop William E. Laurie of Bridgeport, Connecticut, who chairs the Ad Hoc Committee on Religious Liberty of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, responded to the news by saying the bishops will continue their strong defense of conscience rights through all available legal means. Religious liberty has been a central topic of concern during the course of the U.S. bishops' ongoing ad limina visits and emerged as a focal point of Pope Benedict XVI's allocution to the bishops on January 19th.
It is imperative that the entire Catholic community in the United States come to realize the grave threats to the Church's public moral witness presented by a radical secularism which finds increasing expression in the political and cultural spheres. The seriousness of these threats needs to be clearly appreciated at every level of ecclesial life.
While here for his ad limina visit in February, Bishop Thomas Papraki of Springfield, Illinois, the state that incumbent President Barack Obama represented in the U.S. Senate before his successful 2008 bid for the presidency, about how the bishops are planning to engage the public conversation.
Well, I think it's important to engage the culture as a whole and to make known our positions.
Bishop Papraki added that the fight against the HHS mandate is shaping up to be a centerpiece of the bishops' efforts.
This is being brought to the public's attention, not at our initiative. It's the government that is foisting these things on us, and we're trying to respond to that. And in the course of our response, make known not only what the response is, but why we're responding in this way.
The next group of U.S. bishops arrive for their ad limina visits this coming week. I'm Chris Altieri.